Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky FFA members are celebrating National FFA Week across the Bluegrass this week. Kentucky Student and Career Readiness Director Matt Collip says FFA Week also a great time to thank advisors for what they do.
Nothing that happens in ag education or FFA could happen without those local ag teachers. And we just see that more and more, that they create opportunities for members. We hear the stories from people who are 80 years old and people who are 18 years old, but I couldn't have done anything without my ag teacher.
Collip adds many former FFA members will tell you their advisors helped them be successful.
I was shy. I was awkward. I didn't want to talk. I never wanted to be in front of people. But you know, they pushed me to say the creed. They pushed me to do the livestock judging. They pushed me to do this contest or that contest. And, you know, my success in business, my success in life, my success in politics is based so much on that ag teacher, what they did for me.
He says FFA advisors are challenged with helping students prepare for an ever-changing career world.
You know, the agriculture industry has changed so much just in, you know, in 10 years. It's unbelievable how much it's changed. And our membership has changed to reflect that. So many of our students, you know, are not going to end up on the farm, but they're going to end up in the agribusiness side of things or the research side of things, food, processing, transportation, marketing.
We'll have more in a moment.
Service is the foundation of everything we do at Kentucky Farm Bureau. Whether it's sponsoring a Little League baseball team, helping legislative leaders meet the needs of Kentucky farmers, serving as the voice of Kentucky agriculture, or helping policyholders recover from a loss, we are committed to serving Kentuckians and have been for 100 years. Why Farm Bureau? Because together we will make Kentucky a better place to live and work. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Kentucky Student and Career Readiness Director Matt Collip says FFA is continuing to work to meet the needs of a demanding agriculture industry.
So many different career opportunities within the food and fiber industry. So FFA has tried to change to reflect those. We'll continue to add, you know, more technology to the things that we're doing in terms of contests and events. And it's so hard even to add technology to it, though, because by the time you add it and get in the rules, the technology has moved on. So it's always a struggle with that.
He adds that's one reason to tell FFA advisors that you appreciate them.
We always want to take time to salute those people, especially during FFA week, and thank them for all that they do. And so I would challenge anybody listening to this, if your life was changed by an ag teacher, make time this week to call them or send them a note and thank them for that, because that's huge, and none of us would be where we are without those ag teachers.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.